Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News Fishing Podcast series. This is the KZN Report for the 2nd of September 2022. And we are into spring, and as August has come and gone, it has certainly given a big send-off with the huge seas that has dominated the news over this past week. Rather rough fishing conditions, but those days that has been rather fishable, as well as those days where the wind hasn't been so gustly, the fishing has been really quite good. However, as we mentioned, these big seas over this past week has kept most of the skiboard anglers at home or just laying out on the beach. The tuna have been around, as well as some cooter and some big snook. As the sea comes down, I'm sure the hunt will be back on. As for the rock and surf fishing, edibles has dominated over these past weeks and continue to do so, especially on that bronze bream, which has not let go. However, guys are traveling to the Transkei because there is a Garrick and Cobb smash of note going on. And if you are into the freshwater, well, you're going to love this. The freshwater has been really, really outstanding this past week. The bass has been on the bite. And we've got a fresh report from Jan, who's sitting on the river banks as he is producing a report where he has had arguably the best open day of his life. And that is all coming to you here on Angler News South Africa. But before that, special thanks to our sponsors, and this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe, and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
That's right, guys. Q-Fish is certainly the product of choice when it comes to protecting our toys we value the most. Now, moving on to this week's show, starting off as always down the south coast with our areas of Port Edward, moving on to Ramsgate, Margate, Shelly Beach, and Yuvongo, where we've got Adam. And what I like about Adam is that he calls a spade a spade. This is a true, honest report of what's been going on. Nothing crazy as we were expecting with all the big seas out there, but this is exactly what's been going on down the south coast.
How's it, Vinesh? I hope you guys in Durban are doing well and you guys aren't getting blown away by all these heavy winds we're having and these big seas we've got. Down on the lower south coast, fishing has been almost non-existent, with our seas being really up and sort of angry. The swells have been huge. So obviously the ski boat guys haven't been able to get out. I know on the rock and surf side, things have been very, very quiet. You know, the water's been very rough, very white, and just unfortunately at this stage, nothing new to report besides those bronzies that we were getting early in the week and last week. But this week it seems like it's definitely been quiet. It does look like in the forecast there is a bit of, you know, gaps opening up where the guys can maybe go and throw a line. But it's a typical August, you know, spring, September sort of months where, you know, in the beginning it's going to be a few windier days, and unfortunately not much fishing is going to be happening down on the coast. However, if I was a local angler down here, I'd probably try head to one of our local dams. We have got a lot of water down this side where the guys can go and try and their luck at a bit of bass fishing. Maybe head to one or two of the rivers that might be a bit more sheltered from the wind. But unfortunately, no great news to report from the lower south coast.
That being said, it's probably a good time for us anglers, you know, whether we be surf anglers, ski boat anglers, or even bass anglers, to probably now go and, you know, service our reels, tie up some new traces, get rid of all the old rusty hooks, and probably go and look at getting ready for when we do get those gaps in the wind. Otherwise, I would say at the moment, Vinesh, it's not really looking good down on the coast. Even with those few small gaps, there have been a couple of diehard anglers trying to, you know, throw a line, but the sidewash has been absolutely crazy. You know, 4, 5, 6 ounce sinkers not sitting at all, and you know, you obviously can't use a 6 ounce sinker for a bronze bream, but I suppose you could try. But otherwise, yeah, Vinesh, it's been very terrible down on the coast. Hopefully the guys maybe further north or even central maybe get a bit more better luck than us. Looks like a lot of guys heading down towards Port St. John's, try for the Garrick and the Cobb, maybe get a grunt or two, because apparently it has been firing down there. It's not as windy as well from the reports that I'm getting from clients and also friends that are coming back up from there. So if you want to get in your car and go for a trip, it's probably either head down further south from us or maybe head central inland. Hopefully you guys can get a fish or two and hopefully tight lines for all of us.
Thank you so much for that, Adam. And to reiterate what Adam is saying, we've also got Jan, who's a charter boat down at Shirley Beach, to tell us what he's been experiencing over this past week.
Good day, all fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shirley Beach. The weather's been very bad and will continue for about another week. We had one good fishable day and some good bottom fish came out, although no tunas came out. And this will continue probably until late next week. Let's see what the weather looks like after this and how the fishing is going to be. It's been August, so yeah, what can we expect?
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Yes, what can we expect indeed? I guess it is what it is. Well, like Adam was saying just prior to Jan's voice note, Transkei certainly seems to be the place over this past week. We do have some friends out there, and there have been some reports coming through of some nice grunter on the bite, as well as that Garrick and Cob Smash. Now, speaking of that Garrick and Cob Smash, stay tuned, because Jesse and Belito has got a very interesting talk coming up later on in the show with regards to what's been going on with the Garrick and a huge concern right now going on about that. But for now, let's move on to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, where we've got Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach branch, and this is what he had to say.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary at Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. That southerly wind that's been blowing for the last few days now, sometimes at gale force, it looks like the swell has moved in today, really, on the beach. Probably when I got here, probably earlier, hell, anything up to probably averaging 2.5, speaking 3 meters, and the surf a very strong south to north wash. Yeah, total right off today. During the week, some fish did come out on decent shed on a top bung and a garrick and a couple of brasher and a stumpy. I've heard out along this about along the stretch. We've caught quite a few, most days sardines, quite a lot of it out, about sort of from shark nets out, most of it further. A lot of whale activity, but very little really fish-wise on our stretch here. It'll be interesting to see what happens when this big swell settles down. And yeah, I just think there'll be even more sand than there was before, but let's just play it by ear, take it day by day, and hope that we get some action on this stretch. Lots of bronze bream were reported on the lower south coast places. Guys are getting quite a few double ups out here, but let's see what happens in the next few days. Thanks very much, Jeff.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. Yes, as can be expected, the windy season just gives us those few gaps in between. But I guess, on the positive note, those few gaps in between did produce some fish. Now, moving on into Durban, we've got Mike V with this week's fishing report, and this is what he has heard.
How's it, bud? Yeah, as we were talking about, the sea is absolutely giant the last couple of days. This cold front that pushed through is going to stir a lot of things up, hopefully bring the edibles on the bite very nicely. The weekend, there was a lot of bronze beam around all over the coastline, from far north all the way down to far south. Some nice stumpies I saw again, pictures. There was a lot of grunter, things like that. A couple of cob, some nice shad around. Blue rays, grey sharks, all that. A little bit missing, but there has been a couple caught. The bay has produced some lovely grunter again. A couple of kings are still started. They're still coming up slowly. No spring or anything like that yet, but that'll all start as the water warms up. It'll start. I know there's been a lot of beaches that are closed for this week still, so it's going to be interesting to see what the catches are going to be coming in. On the boats, yellowfin tuna, quite a few of them. Good couple of snook things I get. Kuta, I saw pictures of kuta come out. So yeah, everything is starting up slowly, eh? I hope you guys have a great day. As soon as there's anything more about the beaches and that, I will let you all know. Thanks, bud.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Always great to hear from you and having your ears on the ground as to what's been going on with our beaches locally. But apart from that, good variety of species on the bite. Now, to reiterate Mike's offshore report, we've got Brad with this week's latest report off his deck.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, the fishing over the last couple of weeks. Bottom fishing has remained the same, with your slingers, soldiers, some nice rock hards, the odd keelback and dogger coming out in between. But the good news, which is happening, the tuna are starting to show their face again. They seem to have eventually found this leftover sardine shells, which was sitting off Durban. So, guys, if you do want to go out there, get yourself a live bait, put it out. There are some really good tuna out. So, guys, tight lines, good luck.
Fantastic stuff, Brad. Well, guys, as we can see, those days when we can fish, the fish are on the bite. And as Mike was saying earlier on, with the sea being the way it is, things are bound to turn things up. Definitely the fish is going to be on the bite. With our local beaches being closed for a little while, we are really curious to know what the outcome is when it is fishable again. I have no doubt we are certainly going to be having a lot of bending rods from there. Now, moving on to Bolito, we've got Jesse, who's based now at the Kingfisher Salt Rock Brand. So make sure you pop on by and get the latest news of what's been going on there. But until then, this is what Jesse has to say, and some very, very interesting news of what's been going on in Transkei at the moment. Guys, we know this is the time to be in Transkei. The Garrick are thick. They are ridiculous. It's on fire. But a big concern with what's been going on, and Jesse is going to be telling us all about it.
Morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing all right. I hope that you guys all got some decent fishing in before the bad seas rolled through. And I'll tell you what, it's been an absolutely incredible sight to see the ocean, Mother Nature, as wild as it is at the moment. We don't get seas like this often, and I'm not too sure how long it's going to last, but we generally get some rough seas, but this is just on a completely different level. I was watching a video earlier of the guys standing at St. Quasi's Ski Boat Club, and the waves washing over the front deck, which is, you know, if you know St. Quasi, it takes a heck of a lot for something like that to happen. So, yeah, guys, just before I start with this week's report, remember that whether you're on the ski, whether you're on the boat, rock and surf, it doesn't matter. The sea is relentless. Just be careful when you're out there. But if you're on the rocks, don't get too close to the edge. If you're going to launch out on your boat or your ski, reconsider, give it a break, get all your tackle ready for your next launch. It's not worth it. Don't go out there and risk anything. You can always go out the next day. That's not an issue. Just make sure going forward that we have safe fishing outings, and at the end of the day, like I said, you can always go out again. That is not an issue. Having said that, we haven't had a heck of a lot of good fishing reports over the last week anyway. We've had obviously one or two shad. We've had still one or two cob far up north now from the surf. Bronze bream have probably been the species that's carried fishing on the north coast for the last week. And normally what's interesting is we have a couple of other species in the mix. And to be honest, I've heard of absolutely nothing over the last week except bronze bream. And then your usual suspects like your carantine and all of that type of stuff. The one thing that I have heard of though is that Port St. John's from the surf now is absolutely firing. The guys are catching a lot of cob and a lot of garrick. And what's one thing that I think a lot of people are aware of now is the jigging that's going on there. And guys, I just have to ask everybody, please, please, please try and help the guys there. A lot of them do it for money. They're selling their fish to the local anglers. They're selling the fish to anglers that travel far and wide to come down to Port St. John's. Do not support them. Do not buy fish from them. You can go and catch your own fish, or you can come home empty-handed. But whatever you do for the future of the sport, for the future of the stocks of Garrick, do not buy those fish. You only support the habits, and the guys will continue to do it because it becomes now a lucrative means of making money for themselves. They're not doing that for their own food. They might take a fish every now and again for their families, but they are going down there and jigging those fish, selling them, and then that money, obviously, they're not using for good stuff, for lack of a better term. And they're not it's not a healthy habit. So try and get out of that. If you see people down there buying fish from them, take them to a side. Don't put yourselves in any danger. Take them aside and explain to them that it's not a healthy habit. Encourage them not to buy those fish. And of course yourselves, don't buy those fish. I mean, we can all put two and two together and understand that it's not good for the species. And of course, everybody needs to make a living, and some people will feel sorry for those guys selling fish and try and support them. But to be dead honest, if you don't support them, they will find another way to make money, and something that's probably not as detrimental to the environment. So yeah, just on that note, just quite try to keep it tidy there. And then yeah, other species, carp and all of those species down that side have been quite good. Just from my customers in the Bleeto and Salt Rock branches that travel down there this time of the year. So if you're planning a trip, definitely go for it. You will get a couple of fish. And then, yeah, the only other news that we've had recently is on the ski boats and the skis. The guys have been getting one or two decent-sized tuna. Not a lot of tuna, but there have been one or two. And with the bad weather rolling in now, as expected this time of the year, we can't guarantee when the weather's going to be good, and it can just change just like that. So again, be safe out there. And guys, I've got nothing else for you, unfortunately. I think given the conditions, we've actually had fairly decent fishing, to be honest. But yeah, let's see what happens in the following few days. Let's see how the ocean settles and how the fishing starts to improve, hopefully. Also remember, when the weather gets really bad like this, a couple of days after it, once it settles, fishing turns on completely. All of the beaches get scoured up, and the sand gets pulled out. Sandbanks form, which is good for certain species. The rocks are exposed, which is better for, you know, other species, for example, your bronze bream, brushes, stumpies, all of that type of stuff. So it's not all bad news. We just have to wait it out, see what happens. Guys, good luck, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Yes, those big seas has certainly dominated the news. And I did see that video at Zinkwazi, and it was absolutely shocking to see how powerful these waves are, how huge these waves are. As Jesse was saying, for those waves to come over Zinkwazi like that, it was, wow. Another scene in KZN as to how powerful Mother Nature can be and not to be taken lightly. Jesse, I am glad to hear about the bronze beam still on the bite, but it is really sad to hear about what's been going on with that jigging off Garrick down at Port St. John's. Yes, guys, it is, our stocks are going to be depleted if we support these habits. We cannot go on with this. I'm not sure if you've listened to my podcast, what's been going on in those concerns like this in Mazepa, where we are supporting these habits, and it's only going to be to our detriment, because there is going to be no fish for us. You know, these guys are not catching fish to eat. They are catching fish to sell, and I can't speak for all of them, but what I have heard, that the money is going into a few bad habits. You know, it's something in our sport that we do not want to promote, and it's something that we need to educate the other anglers about, that, you know, do not do this. It is not going to benefit anyone in the future. You know, so this is what we always go on about out here at Angler New South Africa, and it's always about fishing for the future, and supporting these guys for just this moment is certainly going to be exactly what we talk about, something not sustainable. So guys, we're not going to go on about this, but we've said what we had to say. The message is out there. It's time for you to take that message and share it. So, yeah, that's that. Now, moving on to Mtanzini Banks, we are with Nick. And Nick also touches on a bit of conservation in his report. And this is what he had to say.
Well, morning, Nick. Since we last spoke, personally, fishing has been non-existent. There are a few guys messing around on the river. I think it's due to the fact that there is so much wind, and I mean, if you look at the sea today, it's massive, and it's breaking far out in the bay. Even though it's mid tide, it's just, yeah, mind blowing what's going on out there. Yeah, I think the next gap, you've got guys are talking and planning to go out on Sunday. The sea will be settling down to about 0.8-0.9 on Sunday. But for the rock and silver price, I think by Sunday there will still be a hell of a sidewalk. Leaving the river is the only sort of place to go and relax and have a fish. We've got a big up-and-coming event on the 17th of September is International Beach Cleanup Day. In all the marine parks, Isabella will be involved in organizing the beach cleanup and some other organizations. And out of the marine perspective is a lot of organizations up and down the coast that are going to organize International Beach Cleanup. It's sponsored by SA Plastics this year. And they've created an app, I can't think what it's called now, where they want us to record what types of plastic we're picking up. And it will all go into a database. We have two universities in the world that are doing, mirroring each other in the same study as to the origins of plastic. They can work out which countries they're coming from. And they're just compiling all this kind of interesting data at the moment. And then I suppose one day the pressure will be put on those countries and to the government to do something about the plastic. I know from living in Hong Kong, the harbors are just full of plastic. And they were coming down those big rivers from China. It's quite an eyesore for a, you know, world-class city like Hong Kong. There's so much pollution in the harbor. But let's go a little bit, pick up our rubbish when we leave the beach.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Yes, guys, please, let's try and get involved. 17th September is the International Beach Cleanup Day. And I'm not sure if you knew this, but, you know, there are 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic debris in our ocean. This is absolutely ridiculous, and it's really quite simple. You know, go download the app. It's the Ocean Cleanup Survey app, and we can go and make our difference. I mean, this is our ocean. This is our playground. Why not try and do our bit? It's one day. Go pick up some pieces, record it, and the guys can do a survey and see exactly what's going on, and hopefully take these to the higher departments, the places where we can't go and fight on. You know, so these guys have the platforms, they have the funding, and they can make a difference on our behalf. All right, so that's our report from Intanzini Banks. Now moving on to Richards Bay, where nothing much has happened there either. I made a few phone calls, and the weather conditions has just kept the anglers off the saltwater. However, they have been bass fishing on those bass dams around Richards Bay, and they have been producing some fish. So, unfortunately, nothing much in that area, but we can suggest pop into your local tackle store and go and get your reel serviced. Hey, well, there's something we can do regarding our fishing. Now, moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. Well, we are with Jeff Ashwood, and not the greatest of reports, but it is what it is, and this is what he had to say.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. It's Jeff from Legacy Charters, St. Lucia. Yeah, fishing is still not on top form. Bait again is not easy to come by, but it's worked a little hard. And yet there have been a few snook, a couple of queenies coming out, and then obviously the odd tuna. Vidal also been very quiet. A lot of guys also haven't been going to sea because of the weather conditions. Obviously everybody knows about the big winds that have been through the last few days, so we're hoping that next week things will be a lot better, but quite a few of the boats in St. Lucia haven't been out for a few days. So hopefully next week we can have a better report for you. Until the next fish, be safe, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Well, guys, as we can see, the bad weather, which was expected, especially at this time of the year, has kept anglers off the water. But where it hasn't kept the anglers off the water is on the freshwater scene. And we have got Jan from Kingfisher Pieter Maritzburg with a phenomenal report. So we're going to start off with his initial report, which he has sent through this morning. And as I speak to him this afternoon, he is sitting on the river banks after a very, very successful day of fishing. And this is what he had to say.
Hey guys, Jan here from Kingfisher Maritzburg. So just as the weather was apparently stabilizing nicely last week, up sneaked yet another little frontal system. So winter's still trying to keep its finger in the door. Why? But of course, because it was a comp weekend. Sorry for the bass boys, but we'll get more on that just now. Overall, however, I'm very happy to report that the fishing seems to be picking up across all facets, so let's get stuck into it. Last weekend saw the Albert Falls Classic taking place, and some excellent bags were reported. The winning bag for the 2 days fishing came in with local anglers Kirk van Ruwek and Mark Meyer, which pulled the scale to a cracking 32.625 kilos. in the single largest fish competition in the men's division. Top spot went to Kurt Hoffman with a fish of 4.48 kilos. And in the ladies' division, Lorraine Duckham claimed the top spot with a fish of 2.998 kilos. Great to also see the juniors featuring the rankings, with Jordan Haynes taking top spot with a fish of 3.788 kilos and 13th spot overall in the biggest fish board. Excellent results all around, and congratulations to all the anglers concerned. So while it seems there are plenty of fish around, it seems that the big ones are keeping mum right now. Word off the water was that the fishing was excellent on Friday, but slowed dramatically on Saturday as a result of a frontal system which came through. Air temperatures dropped dramatically, snow was reported nearby, and no doubt the pressure followed suit, giving the fish the dreaded zip lip. This weekend sees another event, which is the last weekend in the Joey's Tournament Trails season, which also takes place at Albert Falls Dam on Saturday, 3rd of September. Fingers crossed that the weather plays ball this time, as the expectations are that the big fish will start coming to hand very shortly. There's plenty on the line for the teams at the top of the table, who will be battling it out for a place in the final. Only the top 15 teams after Saturday's competition will qualify for the two-day final at Woodstock Dam, which will be fished on the 1st and 2nd of October. As mentioned last week, there is the Ladysmith Bassmasters, which is set to take place at the end of September on the 24th and the 25th. On the trout front, there's much excitement for the trout anglers, as this weekend finally sees the opening of the river season on 1 September. And I, for one, will be on the river in the hopes of opening my river brown trout account. So stay tuned for that report next week. On the Stillwater side, the waters of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have been showing off their resurgence, with some cracking fish coming out. Good numbers of fish in the 12 to 20 inch, that is 30 to 50 centimeter bracket, but I'm very pleased to see that there are some big uns showing up again. There have been a number of fish over the 20 inch, that is 50 centimeter mark, and an absolute corker of a fish was reported last week in the 25 to 27 inch, that is 63 to 68 centimeter bracket. That must have put a proper bend in that angler's rod. Congratulations. As mentioned previously, this weekend sees a scaly finish fishing clinic being held by the NFFC on the Umkomas River at Inyala Pans. I was supposed to be there, but unfortunately am now unable to attend, but look forward to reporting it next week. River temps are reportedly on the rise, with the Umkomas being noted as comfortable swimming, quote unquote. More locally, it seems that the Mgane is also warming, and although somewhat early, a report came in of scaly, which are apparently queuing at Cascades on their way up and out of Midmar.
So guys, that was Jan's report over this past week. Now, what about what's been going on as he sits on the riverbanks? Well, this is what he has to say.
Hi guys, Jan here again from Kingfisher in Maritzburg. Just a late addendum onto the previous report, as I have just come back into comms out of the mountain where I've been fishing the Bushman's River, and I must say I've had probably the best opening day that I've had since I can remember. I've been fishing this river probably 12, 13 years, something like that, and I probably know the fish by name. And yeah, they were all out to play today. The river is low, the water is cold, and by cold I mean 8 to start. I forgot to take a temperature when I left this afternoon, but it's probably come up a couple of degrees. But the river is very low in sections, and the fish are holding in the deeper water at the moment. But where there are fish, and I must say the pleasure of it all was all on dry fly, every single fish. I probably got two of about 10 inches plus, and then a good couple in the 8-9 bracket, and then a couple of smaller chaps. But yeah, absolute red letter starting day, and the best I've had it. Guys, get on the river. Come and give me a shout at Kingfisher Maritzburg if you want to get into the river game. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Wow, I am glad to hear you had such a spectacular day out fishing. So guys, as you can see, the Albert Falls has produced fish. The freshwater guys are bragging, whether it's still water on those dry flies, just bass fishing. KZN, there's always something to catch. So we know the saltwater has been tough this week. It's been exceptionally trying with those big seas and heavy winds. Those few gaps in between, yes, there were some rods bending, but the guys had to really work for it. However, we can still go out and freshwater fish. As long as we got a rod in our hand, I guess that's all that matters. So that is our KZN report for this week. This is the kicking off of spring. It is September, and the fishing is bound to get better. We just need this weather to play its part, and we will do the same on our side. Until the next one, Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.